This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget about all the specials over there at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We've got Willard Water, Serrapeptase, which I'm going to take a lot of. Somebody just texted me for my back, take Serrapeptase. So I'm going to take a ton of that right after the show. Thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Our next guest, we're very excited to have on. He's quite a character. He's written a new book. We'll get into that, some other things. He's most well-known probably for the Garrison Files of the early 90s, TV, what have you, John Barber. Welcome to the Power Hour, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really delighted to be here. Also, I have a number of fans who sent me notes said, finally, you're going to be on the Power Hour so we can listen to you. So thank you so much for having me. And there's no one that I would rather talk about than Jim Garrison.
Oh, well, very cool. Well, your website, johnbarbersworld.com is your website. And Barber, B-A-R-B-O-U-R-S, johnbarbersworld.com, if you want to check that out. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you even got to find out about Jim Garrison and how you got connected and then the film. Just give us a little background.
I'll try to do it in 2 minutes. My book is called Your Mother's Not a Virgin, The Bumpy Life and Times of the Canadian Dropout Who Changed the Face of American Television. The title of the book came about as a result of my conversation with Mr. Garrison when I tried to book him the first time on my show, the morning show on ABC in Los Angeles. My background is rather astonishing because it's a Canadian rags to American riches story. I mean, how does somebody who comes from a seriously dysfunctional family, on the streets almost on his own when he's 6 years of age, drop out of school when he's 15 years of age, arrested and charged with numerous crimes in Canada, comes to the United States when he's 16 years of age to be a professional gambler, which was what I wanted to be, is deported twice from the United States, is unemployed at 46, and a year later as the number one show on American television, which he created. It's called Real People. And then he becomes the private writer to America's most famous entertainer, Frank Sinatra. And then I become accidentally the Boswell to Jim Garrison, chosen by me. He didn't tell his story after he lost the Clay Shaw trial in 1969. And by the way, he didn't lose the Clay Shaw trial. He lost the part of the trial that was a conspiracy trial, charging Clay Shaw as the handler of Lee Harvey Oswald for complicity in conspiring to kill John Kennedy. That's not what he was after. He was after the perjury charge, because with the perjury charge and everything that he had on file and the witnesses about Clay Shaw's connections to the CIA, the homosexual underground in New Orleans, and a paid-for hit on Jim Garrison, he would have sent him to prison for 70 years. However, the government stepped in again to stop that prosecution. So it was all, I must tell you, all the magnificent and wonderful things that have happened to me in my life have all happened by accident, but all of the things that turned into disasters were the things that were well planned. Let me tell you just a couple of wonderful things about Mr. Garrison as a person. First of all, like all of us, he believed the Warren Report. And when I interviewed him September 5th, 1981, which was the second time I tried to tell the story now on national television, because I had the number one show in the country, and so I had a great platform to tell the story, and that story was sabotaged by the executive producer, and we'll get to that much later. But the wonderful thing about Mr. Garrison, when I interviewed him, he said, John, I was part of that authority syndrome. I was in the FBI. And I was in the military, and I was at Dhaka when they liberated that from the Germans in 1945. And so I believed my government. First, I couldn't believe that the government would lie to me. And then I couldn't believe that they would actually be involved with the murder, which they were. And he discovered this with an accidental meeting with Congressman Hale Boggs. Hale Boggs was the only dissenting member of the Warren Commission, and he accidentally met Mr. Garrison and said, "That kid could never shoot that old man with a cock ammo and shoot no president." He said, "No way that kid do it." So Jim Garrison got three sets of the Warren Report, and there are 26 volumes. He had one in the office, one in the car, and one at home, and he memorized them. That's when he opened his investigation into the murder of John Kennedy, because Lee Harvey Oswald had spent a lot of time in his jurisdiction. As a byproduct of that, Hale Boggs went before the American Congress and he said, "The FBI lied to us. The CIA lied to us about Kennedy and Martin Luther King. We have to have a real investigation." He is driven into the airport by Bill Clinton, who was probably recruited by the CIA when he was a student and sent to Russia. Hale Boggs' plane crashes in Alaska. The plane or the body are never found. Now, as a result of he arrested Clay Shaw in 1967, and he went on national television, and he says, "I've solved the crime." And it's the Central Intelligence Agency who murdered our president, and there will definitely be convictions. Well, the government stood in his way, as did the media, for 2 years. Now, I'm just a kid. I'm a very successful comic at the time. And I'm out on the street almost when I'm 6 years of age, like David Copperfield, for crying out loud. And I had a sense of street smarts. And I kept saying to my friends, "If that guy has nothing, why don't they get out of his way and let him fall in his face?" He didn't get to court for 2 years because there were so many obstructions by the media and the government. But the stress cost him his wife. His adorable wife divorced him. He had five wonderful children. She divorced him. And she married a fellow that spent all her money. In 1992, when I made the film, he was on his deathbed. And I had to negotiate through his daughter, Elizabeth, because Oliver Stone also wanted to do a documentary because he was doing the movie JFK. And Jim Garrison said to Elizabeth, "You tell John Barber that he's going to be the one to tell my story, because he's the only one who really tried to get me on television to tell that story." So there I was, chosen by accident. In any event, his wife divorces this ne'er-do fellow that spent all her money. Jim Garrison tells his daughter and his children that he wants them to assemble along with the minister and get the wife back into his deathbed and bring a minister. So she shows up, and she figures she's there to say goodbye to her ex-husband. He says, "No, I'm not saying goodbye. We're going to get married." She said, "It didn't work out the first time." And he said, "It's going to work out this time, honey, because I won't be around long." And the reason he married her is because he was a judge at the time. He knew he would be dead within 60 days, in which he was. She got his pension. And that's the kind of man that Jim Garrison was. And I've met three geniuses in my life. One was Jim Garrison. The other was the scientist Buckminster Fuller. And the third one was my son, Christopher Barber, who on his own is now co-executive producer of Criminal Minds and one of their head writers. So I am delighted to be here with you to talk about what I think is the most important American story since the American Revolution, and that is the story of how we lost our government. Our government was created by the intellectual founder of the American Revolution, Thomas Paine, who was a son of a poor English bootmaker, and then Thomas Jefferson, of course, the most intelligent president we ever had, until John F. Kennedy. Jim Garrison's story, we gained a country in 1776, and we lost it on November 22nd, 1963.
Wow, quite an introduction. My mind is going all over the place, of course. I got a lot of questions. let's go back. I have to ask you before we get too far, because I know we won't. We'll never get back to it. You said Bill Clinton was driving Hale Boggs right before he died.
Yes.
Did I hear you right?
Yes, it's in the film. The second Garrison tapes is by far much more interesting than the first Garrison tapes. It's called The American Media and the Second Assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Only by word of mouth, it is a monster underground hit on Amazon and Vimeo. Just a couple of months ago, it had 4,000 hits, and nobody's ever heard of it. And because it is the absolute definitive film, not only on the murder of John Kennedy, but the birth and purpose of fake news. And when you look at it, fake news is just around us today. One of the people quoted at the beginning of the film is Mark Twain, and this is 100 years old. He said, if you don't read the American newspapers, you're uninformed. But if you do, you're misinformed. And that's exactly what the American media is like today. And the worst president in American history was Bill Clinton. And I can prove it. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. He signed NAFTA, sent all our jobs overseas. He repealed Glass-Steagall, which created the recession in 2008, which took my home, a $1 million home, and hundreds of thousands of other homes illegally with no one prosecuted. But worse, when John Kennedy was killed, a company could only own 5 television stations or 5 radio stations. There were 1,500 different owners of the media in this country at that time. In 1996, Bill Clinton passes the Communications Act, which turned 95% of all American media over to 6 major corporations,
wow,
all of which are monopolies. Now, you may recall that back in the 60s and 70s, the Supreme Court ruled that AT&T had to be dismembered. Remember? Because AT&T,
yes,
was a monopoly. And I was in the motion picture industry, and they brought suit against the studios because they owned the studios that projected their movies. And they had to disband. All President Trump has to do to make America great again, if that's his intention, is to reverse the Communications Act. No company should be allowed to own more than 7 television or radio stations. There should be a... Thomas Jefferson said, there's your first commercial break. So there you go.
Yeah, just hold the thought, John. We'll get that more on the other side. Short segment coming up, then long segment. I mean, quite a character. A lot of places we have to go here. Real pleasure having you, John. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you dare go anywhere. We're going to get into this with John Barber. Stay tuned.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting down, grab a hold of your chair there, because we're going to try to go all over the place. This is massive information. A man that was at the heart of a lot of this, the Kennedy assassination. Maybe we'll get into Martin Luther King, what have you, the CIA, Operation Mockingbird, media, fake news, the whole thing, the operation to capture your mind, to capture your imagination. What is the purpose? John, let's get back to Garrison. You wanted to book him on TV in the 70s. What happened there? Let's talk about that.
It was 1970, and I had had a very successful career as a stand-up comedian, doing mostly political satire and political jokes. At that time, because a station can only own five stations, a minority group could challenge a license. So Chicanos in L.A. challenged the license of ABC. They weren't represented enough, and they wanted a show where they could be represented. So ABC canceled their cartoons and started a morning show for the Federal Communications Commission. And strangely enough, I beat out the leading Mexican performer in L.A. to be the host of the show, quite by accident. So I got the show in 1970. Jim Garrison arrested Clay Shaw in 1967, got him into court January 29, 1969, serendipity, on my son's birthday, and he lost the case. But as I said, he really won the perjury charge. Now, I didn't pay much attention to this at all. Really, I didn't. And I'm in a bookstore one day, and I see a book called Heritage of Stone, author Jim Garrison. Is that the same guy, the DA? So I pick it up. I stand there for 4 hours reading the book. I'm spellbound. Here he is, this guy that he had to take Time Life to the Supreme Court to get the Zapruder film. They would not give it to him to show the jury. Fortunately, the Supreme Court said they had to release it, so Time Life gave it to him. Then there's a Dr. Fink, the only pathologist at the so-called autopsy of the president, called as a defense witness to say that the bullet entered in the back of the head. Under cross-examination, he said, there was no autopsy. generals and admirals prevented us from doing that. They wouldn't even let us look at x-rays. Now, if you look at the Warren Report, you don't see one x-ray or one picture. You know what you see? You see cartoon drawings of a head with a bullet going through it. It looked like Mad Magazine designed this, right? So I'm so compelled by this, and I've won my first enemy. The next morning, I called the DA's office in New Orleans, and this bass baritone voice answered. And I said, "Hi, could I speak to Mr. Garrison, please?" He said, "Speaking." And I said, "Oh, my goodness, my name's John Barber. I just read Heritage of Stone." And he interrupts me, and he's laughing. And he said, "Oh, you must be the second one. I only sold two copies." So I said, "I'm going to book you on my show." And he said, "Right away, you're not going to get away with it." I said, "Listen, we beat out the Today Show. Governor Reagan comes on my show to talk. He doesn't go on the Today Show to talk. We have all kinds of really famous people. It's live. We take phone calls. I'll talk to you a half hour, then the audience will call." So I talk him into it. He agrees to come on the show. And while we're chatting, he says, "You know, it's 1970, John, 7 years after the murder of our president, and 81% of all Americans polled by Harris do not think Oswald acted alone or believe the Warren Commission." I said, "My, that's amazing. How come nothing is done?" Then he adds, "Well, get this, this is worse. 23% do not want another real full investigation. So what does that say to us about Americans?" Right off the bat, I said, "Mr. Garrison, I know what it says to me. I know what my mother and father did in the rumble seat of the car or on the pool table or in the back alley or in the bedroom to conceive me. But don't ever tell me my mother's not a virgin." And he howled. He said, "That's a great title of a book." Then he added, "You know what Mark Twain said? He said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. And I'm telling you, we have been fooled since November 22nd, 1963.
Short segment. We got about a minute before the break. The significance of that moment. Garrett, when you talked to Garrison, who did he say the CIA did it? Is that what he concluded?
Yes, but he said it publicly. And get this. Oh, when we come back, I'll tell you the story of how he got onto NBC, which was committed a crime that should have resulted in the license of NBC being canceled and David Sarnoff, the president, being thrown into prison for obstruction of justice because they hired a guy named Walter Sheridan, a CIA asset, to go down and do a documentary, which they aired, to bribe the major witness that Garrison had to get him another job in California. All of this was tape recorded. And so Garrison...
There's the break. There's the music. You're on Skype. The music drowns out a little bit. Just don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows where we're going to go? This is fascinating. John Barber, the Garrison tapes, you can get it, like he said, Amazon, what have you. This is very important information that's being released now. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the House Oversight Committee holds a hearing after the White House reportedly gave security clearances to dozens of people with disqualifying issues in their backgrounds, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio cries foul.
3:30 the day before you schedule a 8:30 a.m. interview for the very next day at the organizational meeting of this committee, you pledged you would not do that. You said closed-door testimony would be done so that members could attend, but you pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
Those comments yielded no reaction from Democrat Elijah Cummings, who chairs the committee. Several tanks appear to be burning at a large chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas. Firefighters are working on getting the flames out near the center of the KMCO facility in Crosby. Seen from miles away are two columns of thick black smoke billowing up in the air. KMCO specializes in chemical manufacturing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Website is johnbarbersworld.com, Barber, B-A-R-B-O-U-R, John Barbers, plural, world, johnbarbersworld.com. The Garrison tapes are out. He's releasing a lot of the boxes of information from his experience with Garrison. He even tried to release it to a lot of the JFK sites. They kind of repelled him for a long time. John, let's go right back to Garrison, finish the question. Who did Garrison think actually killed Kennedy?
He didn't think it. He knew it. He proved it. The Central Intelligence Agency, quite by accident, he ended up on the on NBC twice. And the first time it happened, NBC had a CIA FBI asset producer by the name of Walter Sheridan. And Jim Garrison hadn't gotten into court yet, but he was followed by millions of people because they were all suspicious that it was impossible for Oswald to have done this or done this alone, and then being killed by Ruby is absolutely ridiculous. And it's the clumsiest crime ever committed in a murder. It was solvable that day, and Garrison solved it that day. So what happens is Walter Sheridan, the prime witness that was with Jack Ruby, was with David Ferry and Oswald and Clay Shaw, at a meeting was a kid named Perry Raymond Russo, worked for an insurance company. And he heard them talking about triangulation and shooting of John Kennedy in Dealey Plaza while he was in Dallas. Well, David Ferry was the first one that Garrison wanted to investigate, but he committed suicide and left two suicide notes. So the next guy, of course, that's why he had to arrest Clay Shaw before he committed suicide. But before he could get him into court for perjury, he died conveniently of a heart attack. And there's a memo in the movie dated 1967 from the CIA that says, we must help Clay Shaw or Mr. Garrison's going to succeed in getting a conviction in the conspiracy. So anyway, Sheridan calls Perry Raymond Russo and says, I have a job for you in California to get you out of Garrison's jurisdiction. If you don't go, we're going to destroy you and we're going to destroy Garrison. And you're going to get $50,000 a year, which is twice as much as you now get. Anyway, Perry Raymond Russo, before the meeting, calls Mr. Garrison, said, he's going to come and meet me at a motel. What should I do? And Mr. Garrison said, would you mind, Perry, if you wore a tape and recorded it? And he did. So all of that bribery and crime was recorded. And Garrison brought charges against NBC and against Walter Sheridan. And the FCC was forced to give him a late night half hour on NBC. And people were spellbound because here is the proof that Oswald could not have shot the President of the United States. Nothing much becomes of that. And Johnny Carson has Mort Saul on the show. Mort Saul was John Kennedy's favorite comedian. Mort Saul was on the cover of Time magazine, and there's a great story about him in the book about how Joseph Kennedy destroyed Mort Saul's career to help his son become reelected. Of course, his son never became reelected. So he's on the show with Carson, and Carson says, what are you doing now? And he didn't know this. And Mort says, I'm an investigator for Jim Garrison. And Carson is stunned. And then Mort says, you should have this man on the show. There's an ovation from the audience. They are literally cheering. Now, there's no way that Carson could say no to the American public as represented in that audience. Wow. So he said, well, see what I can do. Well, anyway, he's called by the FBI and the CIA, and he's trained and tutored for days on how to question Mr. Garrison. Mr. Garrison gets on camera, and he asks the same question you ask. And instead of looking at Carson, he looks into the camera at the American public. You see it in the film, and he says, elements of our Central Intelligence Agency murdered our president. Well, telling you, that was the end of the Fairness Doctrine. And it's just spellbinding, absolutely spellbinding. So nothing happened with that. But then let me tell you a little sidebar. I said to you that President Trump could make America great again by using his pen rather than a gun to reverse the Communications Act. Have you ever heard of the Federal Reserve?
Sure, of course.
There you go. It's five private banks. It's six families that own a private bank ever since 1913. The money that you pay in taxes does not go to the military or the streets or the schools. It goes to paying the interest on the loans that the government takes to continue these fake wars. In 1962, President Kennedy uses his pen for an executive order. The executive order is 11110. It calls, as mandated by the Constitution of the United States, for the Treasury to print silver notes, redeemable by silver. Now, when 1962, if you had a farm that, let's say, burned down and you need money and you go to the bank, the Federal Reserve is charging you 21%. But if you went to your own government, you could borrow it and pay back at 1%. So this meant, if this continued, the Federal Reserve would have been out of business. And you would have been able to borrow money from your own country's bank at 1%. President Kennedy was shot And within seconds, the press is rolling out those dollar bills and $5 bills and $100 bills stopped. That executive order is still alive, extant, they call it. But nobody's ever implemented it.
I want you to know that I'm sitting right here. I have it right in front of my desk while I'm doing the show. I have a United States note. It's red. This is a $5 one. There's $2 ones, what have you, from 1963. This is a United States note, not a Federal Reserve note. This is exactly what you're talking about. This is one of those bills that Kennedy printed. This is probably what got him killed. My question to you then, okay, I totally am on board with everything you say. Our audience is very well versed with the Federal Reserve, what have you. If what you say is true, what does that say about the CIA and their plans for America and the banking connection and the overall whatever you want to call this? What in the world is going on with the deep state? This was 60 years or 50, 60 years ago. What in the world was going on and is going on behind the scenes here?
Jim Garrison, when he began his investigation into Clay Shaw and Lee Harvey Oswald and all the rest of them, he went a step further. He investigated the origins of the Central Intelligence Agency, and he discovered that it was developed in the 1950s. Now, we didn't need another intelligence agency, and Mr. Garrison says, Russia was no threat to the United States. The Russians lost 25 million people. And Dwight D. Eisenhower, when he left office and left it to a 46-year-old President Kennedy, he said, we have to watch out for the military-industrial complex. And he said the threat was, as Eisenhower pointed out, the threat wasn't Russia, the threat was peace. And what they did with the Central Intelligence Agency, everything the Central Intelligence Agency was drafted and put together not by the military, and it wasn't put together by the intelligence agency, it was put together by Forrestal, who was a Wall Street lawyer. Once it was enacted and he saw that America was foreign policy was creating deliberate fake wars, he questioned Truman. And they committed him to an insanity ward at Bethesda Naval Hospital, and he jumped out of the window supposedly committing suicide. All of that is in the film. Now, if Jim Garrison thought the first Cold War was the first fake war, we all know that Vietnam was the next fake war with the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. We all know that that never happened, that the North Vietnamese fishing boat attacked the U.S. fleet, for crying out loud. It's all nonsense. And then further, the next big fake war where millions of people marched against it was Iraq, with the weapons of mass destruction that did not exist. We have no enemies. Now we have this nonsense of the Mueller report. When it first started, I don't want to get sidetracked, but I said this is absolute and total nonsense. First of all, if the Russians are trying to take over America with a computer, you know, more power to them than what we do. Martin Luther King in 1967 at the Riverside Church said, I hate to say this, but the greatest terrorist organization in the world is our government and our Pentagon. And a year later, he had his brains blown away by the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI. They did the same to Robert Kennedy, and they did the same to Martin Luther King, and they probably did it to Malcolm X, and then John Lennon. And all of these things are blueprinted in the film. And I'm telling you, I am not a conspiracy theorist at all. I am just a storyteller. And Jim Garrison's story is a great Frank Capra movie with a very, very bad ending.
There's the last break. One more segment with John Barber. John, we're going to have you on again soon. This is an electric interview. I didn't know how deep we could really go here. This is exciting. Stay tuned. One more segment. JohnBarbersWorld.com is his website.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here we go. My word, what a story. The Garrison Tapes. John, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of the video and learn more about this?
If they go to my site, johnbarbersworld.com, you can see for nothing the first Garrison Tapes. Also, you can see I was Francine Loft's private writer for 3.5 years, and we were working on a great, great autobiography, a filmed autobiography of him when we sadly parted company, which is in the book. But when he had me on the Tonight Show to do a stand-up, you can see that. And when Red Fox was being roasted on the Dean Martin Show, the first one that he wanted up there to roast him was myself. So you can see that, because Red Fox was my mentor when I started as a stand-up, and I was the first person in America to put him on television so he could do his act. Everybody thought with those party records he was filthy. And he got the biggest laugh I have ever heard on television on my very first show. But we'll talk about that some other time because I know you want to get back into the Jim Garrison.
Yes, let me ask you about your perspective. I mean, Hollywood is not exactly clamoring for your story and your perspective, I would say. How did somebody so intertwined with Hollywood get like this? I mean, you're a rebel with a cause here.
Well, I have no cause, actually. And indeed, what it is, very simply, is I hate bullies. And the American government is the biggest bully in the world. And Martin Luther King said it out loud before he got shot. And the biggest media is the biggest bully in America right now. They will not even consider Jim Garrison's story, even though the House Select Committee in 1979 concluded there had been a conspiracy. More than four shots were fired in Dealey Plaza. It's a cold case at the Justice Department. And the reason the Central Intelligence Agency isn't releasing files, you know and I know, that you're never going to find any memos from the CIA saying this is how we killed the son of a bitch because he was going to stop us from going to war in Vietnam and Cuba. They all do everything in code. The reason that Judge Kavanaugh ruled against the release of the Garrison files, because which the CIA has, is because he names names. He literally solved the case. It's a slam dunk victory. Now, since the Central Intelligence Agency wouldn't release the files as mandated by Congress when they passed the Assassinations Act, and sadly right now, President Trump is caving into the Central Intelligence Agency, and I know a lot of people are concerned that the deep state may be trying to do to Trump what they did to John Kennedy, and indeed it may be so. So what I have done, I have the 67 boxes of Jim Garrison's files. And so I'm releasing them to the public to vindicate not only Jim Garrison, but to let the American people, the court of public opinion, decide for themselves when they look at these astonishing facts, was Mr. Garrison right? Did he solve the case? And if so, have we had nothing but fake governments since 1963, November 22nd? And my conclusion is, indeed, we have.
Quick question. The movie JFK, Oliver Stone in the early, I think 91, maybe early 90s. How accurate is that movie?
The movie is very accurate, and I have to thank Oliver Stone for making the film, because I had tried for years to make a full-length 90-minute documentary about Jim Garrison, because I had the tapes. And because of the public interest in that, which resulted in the passing of the Assassinations Act, which the CIA is not supporting Congress. CIA is not supporting anything. But in any event, it is very, very accurate, except for the fact that Prouty never met with Jim Garrison as depicted in the film. Fletcher Prouty is featured in a documentary, by the way, in which he requotes John Kennedy saying after the Bay of Pigs he was going to splinter the Central Intelligence Agency into 1,000 people's pieces and blow them to the wind. And I just want to add this. A lot of people, you know, I was making $30,000 an hour when I was doing Real People. And a lot of people say, do you miss that? Well, the answer is, I miss two things. I miss getting a good seat at a restaurant, because no matter how crowded it was, when this star would walk in, your seat's over there. And the other thing is, we were getting 20,000 pieces of mail a week. We made people happy. And all of these great stories are in the book. But let me tell you the couple of things I lost. I lost the best morning show on ABC that ABC and American television ever had. I put on Muhammad Ali when people wanted him in prison. When Cesar Chavez came to Los Angeles as a character witness, he called me and asked if he could be on our show. All these great stories are in this book. And in 1981, when I tried to tell Mr. Garrison's story on a show called Speak Up America, and it was sabotaged and re-edited by the executive producer, that was the end of Real People, which was my show, we used to get a 50 share. Now, get this. I had been offered, Procter & Gamble wanted me to do a news show like Real People and call it like Real News. And there's a lot of great, funny stories that you could tell about Real News and everything going wrong with things that are real. They paid for 2 weeks on ABC Late Night. It was called The Barber Report. We had equal ratings in 2 weeks to the David Letterman, who was on CBS. And Procter & Gamble said, we will fund John Barber's show to go up late night against Johnny Carson and David Letterman. They were going to pay for it. And ABC said, no, he's too controversial. He tried to tell Jim Garrison's story. Now, I'm doing a small show in Los Angeles, and a producer at CNN sees me, and they have a very successful noon show called Sonia in the Afternoon, a lady whose job I had saved years earlier in Chicago. They asked me to come on, so I came on the show. For 2 weeks, I got a call from the head of programming in Atlanta. He said, John, Larry King's going to be going in for heart surgery. We'd love to have you come on for 2 weeks to do the show. Would you do it? And I said, of course I will. Higher-ups called him and says, you're not having John Barber on CNN. So,
is that how connected, is that how intertwined the CIA and influence? They didn't want you on because you had really, you know, hit the bullseye with this JFK situation?
Absolutely. And you know what? If you the linchpin to all of the assassinations, and even 9-1-1, I would say, is if you unravel the obvious murderers of John Kennedy, you've solved every other horrible crime in America.
Hey, last question. There's the music. If, how can I phrase this? Going to the news, and they're that controlled. You see Hollywood and people from Hollywood coming out and speaking out against the political things, really against America, seemingly. Are they prodded to do that? Is somebody pulling their strings to them come out and be mouthpiece for these situations?
It's all a distraction. It's all...
Yeah, we're losing them on the Skype. John Barber's World, The Garrison Tapes. Ladies and gentlemen, My Mother's Not a Virgin, the book. Very fascinating, very interesting, very compelling, very provocative. We're going to have him on again. Just an absolute pleasure. I hope you have a very good evening. Say hello to your family. God bless them. Hug them. John, thank you so much. I'll give you a call here in a minute.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.